listening to one of the most iconic stations in the nation. An American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com.
Once again, it's time to check in with Henry Weingarten, the highly respected market analyst who is asking a very timely question about the markets.
The question we have is whether markets will be higher or lower on the close of 2025 than it is now at the beginning of November. What is certain is that the markets before April 15, 2026 will be lower, but until then, it could be either way. Those that are bullish in the markets believe that we will go to 7,200 or better on the S&Ps. But then even they believe we will retest 6,600 and or lower in the first half of 2026. What does that mean for you? Well, the first thing we suggest is to protect profit, as most positions are up very strongly. The second recommendation is to have the ability to buy if and when markets correct or panic, whether in the winter or in the spring. Let's take an example of gold. Gold currently has support at 3,500, where there'll be many buyers, and even stronger support at 3,000. Conversely, it has resistance at 4,000 and at 5,000. Where is that going to be over the next several months? Well, our view, for those who know me, is that I prefer to buy wholesale, not retail. I don't want to pay $4,000 for gold when I can get it for $1,500. I don't want to pay $40 for silver when I can get it for $20. That is to say, by buying quality companies that, generally speaking, have gone up 2 to 3 times or at least 50% higher than the physical. So right now, what is the recommendation? Do we buy or sell precious metals and commodities? And this depends to a large extent on your current exposure. Gold and silver, in my opinion, are overpriced. Conversely, this is FOMO, fear of missing out. Positively, we have serious positive momentum, coupled with many fundamental drivers for gold and silver, such as being under-owned. Many houses are recommending that in January and in December to increase your gold and silver exposure. And these are from brokerages and fund managers that were never involved. So what is our recommendation? If you are fully invested, the potential action is to take some profits or write calls or put trailing profit stops. On the other hand, if you're underinvested, we recommend starting to step in both as an investment and or a market hedge. Again, if you're fully invested, we suggest taking or protecting 20 to 25% of your profits. But on the other hand, if you have no exposure, begin to income average, even if gold and silver goes down. Think about this. If you own gold and silver, if it's as a hedge, you hold it. If it's a long-term investment like real estate, you also hold it. But if you're trading even positionally, you should buy and sell it. So the next question, there will be stock and sector rotations in 2026. The big winners today may or may not outperform in 2026. In fact, we're even considering, not definite yet, a NASDAQ sell buy gold hedge this winter. So, don't wait until December to review your portfolio. Do it now, in the beginning of November. Now, regardless of whether Santa Claus does or does not arrive if the U.S. government is still shut down.
Thank you, Henry. Henry Weingarten, a highly respected market analyst based here in New York City.
The number one talk station in the nation, 77 WABC, New York. From Wall Street to Washington to your wallet, you're listening to The Larry Kudlow Show.